Hare Krishna. In this world, the children's mind is absorbed in playful things. Even when people grow up, their mind is absorbed in money making and sense gratification. And many elders try to change their mentality by requesting them, please go to the temple, please meet the saintly people, please join this puja. And those children may consider that, okay, these are not meant for us, they are meant for older people or something. So ordinarily it is seen in this world when people's mind is already inclined to certain activities playfully, then they are often not able to lift it up and focus it on the Supreme Lord. It has been observed, people continued maintaining their mindset for quite some time until they are brought face to face with certain terrible situations in their life when they grow up in maturity. Then they may have a change of heart and then they may consider approaching the Supreme Lord for some shelter, for some freedom from suffering and things like that. Therefore, everybody in this world is orbiting around something in which their mind is convinced about, they are absorbed in, and they are liking it, and they consider that to be the goal of their lives. So, Hiranyakashipu, his mindset was, I should become the pivot of the world, everyone and everything should revolve around me, and I will take charge of the whole universe and control everything and everyone. And he was feeling a great material delight in having such controllership and proprietorship and enjoyership. And he had thought that this program he is planning now will go on forever. And in the same manner, everybody in every corner of the world to some degree or other has the same mentality of trying to have some control over certain things and people, and then increase and expand that control, and then in this way we increase one's self-importance and delight in that self-importance and delight in the control that they possess, and in this way increase more and more and more, if possible, ultimately over all the material energy and all the living entities, which was actually the goal of Hiranyakashipu. And that is actually the goal of every tiny living entity also in this world. So this mentality, this mindset is what which keeps the living entity away from Krishna, turned away from Krishna for millions of lifetimes. And Prahlada's mindset is just the opposite. He actually recognizes right from the beginning that I am servant of Krishna. All the energies in this world and all living entities are supposed to be aligned around Krishna, for serving Krishna, for pleasing Krishna, for satisfying Krishna. We have no other goal. And Prahlada is delighting in Navavidha Bhakti and he is delighting in the wisdom he received from Narada. Therefore, Kunti Maharani is telling, let me have this mentality of Prahlada. She is offering a similar prayer. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat ratim udbahatat adha gange vaugham vudanvati. Matir, she is saying, tvayi me ananya vishaya mati madupate sakrat. Let my mati flow towards Krishna's lotus feet, just as the fastly flowing Ganges. You know, no matter what hurdles come in the way of the Ganges, if some log of wood is lying, the Ganges will go below or above. If a big mountain or rock comes on the way, she will go from the sides. But at any cost, her flow cannot be obstructed by anything. She will go straight flowing towards the ocean. Similarly, Kunti Maharani is telling, let none of the obstacles in this material world stop me from approaching your lotus feet, Krishna. Let my mind flow towards you, and my intelligence make plans for how to serve you better and better. So, same way, Bishwa Pitamaha is also saying, Iti mati rupa kalpita vitrishna. In that verse, he is saying, iti matir upakalpita vitrishna. His mati had become completely imbued with fond remembrance of Krishna, even though he was lying in the arrow bed in the battlefield. His mind had become completely absorbed in remembrance of Krishna, and there was nothing in his mind about the politics, dirty politics that happened in the Kaurava court with Shakuni and Dushasana, Duryodhana, and all this Karna and all these people, because that was not his main subject matter for dwelling by his mind and heart, because Bhishma was more of a Krishna devotee than of being a politician in the court. Similarly, all of us, what do we identify ourselves as? Who you think who you are, that will decide where our mati will go. If I identify myself more as servant of Krishna, meant to be enjoyed by Krishna, then I will engage all my mind, senses, resources in Krishna service, and that will become a predominating absorption in my mind and heart. Otherwise, Hiranyakashipu had a durmati. Yemana durmati samsara bitore podiya achenu ami. He's saying, the durmati has brought us to this material world. And he is calling Prahalad as durmate, foolishly. He himself has durmati, Hiranyakashipu. Durmati is not wanting to serve Krishna, considering oneself very self-important, and wanting to use all resources and everyone and everything for one's enjoyment. So this mentality has to be given up by prayer to Krishna. Even if we have such mentality, we can pray to the Lord, please kindly take my mind away from self-importance. Make my mind, pursue the path of loving devotion service to your lotus feet. So the chanting of the holy name, Srila Prabhupada several times said that we want to withdraw our mind from Maya's absorption to Krishna's absorption. And we can get great help from the super soul in our heart by praying and offering obeisances at his feet and begging him to make our mati anukul, favorable for attaining Krishna's eternal service by the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.